Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
2 weeks ago, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Tony Blair were all saying that there were still weapons of mass destruction. Now they're saying they never said there was. You didn't see the State of the Union last year. You didn't see hundreds of newscasts. You didn't read it in hundreds of papers. Tony Blair didn't say it 2 weeks ago that he was still sure of it. Then they ask Paul Bremer, the new Iraqi dictator, and he said, well, whoever said that's lying and putting out misinfo. But, oh, when they said Tony Blair, he turned red. So just be idiots. Now, that's what they want you to be out there. And just, again, it's not amnesty what Bush is doing. And we're about to go to Regina and Malcolm and Jerry and Dave and Ryan. In fact, let's just do that now. And then illegals rise 15% since Bush plan was announced. The Border Patrol's unofficial investigation and poll. And this is what we already knew day one. There was giant surges coming across. And now it's even gotten worse. So right there, an enemy tactic, even if they don't get it passed. To demoralize the Border Patrol and much more. And Congress has sent a letter to Bush, a whole bunch of Republicans saying, you're going to destroy our reelection bid. Well, that's the point. To get the Democrats in. Don't you understand that? Don't you figure this out yet? Let's go ahead and to Regina in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Regina.
Hi, Alex. I've been wanting to get this to you for a while because I always counted on you to bring out these issues. And I noted that George Bush brought in 23 million pilot plan to encourage student drug testing in his speech. Did you pick that up in the public schools?
Oh, yes, and they want to have the military drop by. I have this from the news here locally to your businesses, your schools, and collect your samples on a weekly basis. This is mainstream news. And the feds are funding it in the schools, not just having it where, well, if you play football or in the band or, you know, go off school grounds. You know, any type of extracurricular activity, well, you can't go on the field trips unless you agree to drug testing. Now, schools all over are making it mandatory for everyone, just like cameras in the school bathrooms and giant Homeland Security blimps and looking through your walls. It's just all part of freedom, Regina.
Well, I wanted to send this to you because I thought this was good, and I didn't even know if you wanted to maybe get this person on. This was an article from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's a little dated, 11/26, but things are happening so fast. It was thumbs down on school drug tests. In Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court justices questioned Delaware Valley's testing of student leaders in an effort to set an example. In a majority opinion, they said that the district failed.
Now, don't you love that? You're a leader, so you have to be drug tested. And you know, the leaders they can't target with Ritalin that they want to destroy. It's now you'll be drug tested. You're a leader.
Well, they stood against that. What I understood here was the
obvious Al-Qaeda members.
The state Supreme Court said that there has to be a need. The need exists that there is a problem with this person. And when we went to Washington, I brought that before our congressman, one of his aides, the fact that, you know, they could have her... you know, just coming through the door and tested all the time because, you know, you have to have some.
Well,
kind
Regina,
of...
let me tell you how they do drug testing in Austin because they can't make everybody do it. If you're late to class three times, that's a tardy. And we have video from local newscast, CBS. We've heard it on our TV show. Judge Jean Meir goes a couple times a week to a portable building, holds court at different schools, and we've got her on video going, you've been late to class three times, I'm ordering drug testing. Slams down the gavel. So you're late to class now, you get drug testing. And, of course, the parents don't know the procedure. The judge goes, sign here. And the parents don't know that the judge just can't say sign here. They're signing away their rights. Doesn't that sound like a free country to you?
Well, what concerns me is I guess what I'm having trouble with here is when you say that, you know, people are stupid. I think that, you know, when people do stand up, they're not really recognized. Like, to me, this whole election is looking at... if you support a constitutional amendment for man and woman, you'll get our vote.
Hey, totally... what, Regina? Stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. What I'm saying is that people who think George Bush is a conservative are idiots. They're the types that believe professional wrestling is real. I'm not saying... we'll talk about it when we get back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm angry. I'm watching the country I love being destroyed, being dismantled, being cut into little bitty pieces. And I'm watching a bunch of silly, small-minded people call themselves conservative and associate their personal power with George W. Bush, who's nothing, who's a teleprompter-reading puppet. I'm about to go back to Regina and everybody else. I just want to briefly give you an action alert. And we have posted a new 31-minute clip at InfoWars.com. I don't think it's up on PrisonPlanet.com yet. At InfoWars.com with some new clips out of the WTC-7 collapse and from that documentary America Rebuilds from PBS, where the owner admits that they ordered the building imploded, destroyed, pulled on September 11th in the afternoon. And it's 30 minutes of my hour-long TV show, and it's where I air clips and show some diagrams and go through some of the other evidence. Very important info and very expensive because I know millions of people are going to watch the clip, but I don't care. I want to get the information out. How exciting is that? I mean, Peter Jennings gets 20 million people watching him every night, and sure, okay, in a week or so, we get 3 million people watching video clips, but that shows how we're gaining on these people. That shows why they're panicking and want to get total control now and want to regulate and shut down the internet. They're going to lose, folks. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and download the video. Make mirrors of it on your site. Put it onto the video downloadable sites out there so other folks can get it. Just get the information out to people on this Building 7 story. So big part two, really it's part three, report on Infowars.com on this subject. And later it'll be posted, of course, at PrisonPlanet.com as well. And let's go ahead and go to the calls. Back to Regina real quick. Regina, go ahead. You were talking about the schools and how in Pennsylvania they're refusing to drug test people randomly, and how that's a good thing, and how people aren't stupid. And you very astutely said that they give us the illusion that people are dumb and don't care by walling off dissent in the media. But you're right. People are waking up. I've never seen such an awakening. When I talk about idiots, I mean the neocon, average person out there that doesn't care if Bush is for open borders or assault weapons bans or arming China. I'm talking about those that support campaign finance reform. I'm talking about liberals that didn't know it. Go ahead.
I guess I'm having a hard time here. After what I'm seeing here is basically is if the constitutional amendment is supported for man and woman, then that's okay, even though we're going to have this massive program of drug testing, 23 million where our budget goes up. Well, Bush's daughters, you've given us reports on the, and I've even read that, underage drinkers, but we're supposed...
Well, look, I mean, that's petty compared to UN-run white slavery rings, but all I said was, is right after 9/11, let me just tell the story since you mentioned it. I was at City Grill. I come walking in. There's federal marshals who are doing their protective detail, and they were fans of the show. And I said, "Who are you protecting?" They said, "Well, we can't say, Alex." And so I go in. There's more of them standing around, and they seat us right next to the Bush daughters with two heavy meddlers, and they were fall down drunk. And my buddy Kevin, it was his wife's 40th birthday. He goes, "I got a video camera in the car. Let's videotape them drunk." I said, "Do you want to live, Kevin?" I said, I will expose the corruption of the globalist, but they will snuff your lights if you mess with their children." Real quick, the guy that took the photos of them falling down drunk in Boca Raton, Florida, at American Media, he's the one that got the anthrax letter. So, I was scared to death even being in the same room with them.
Right. You know where you should not go. And I guess every time you say, Alex, I don't want to be critical, but keep in mind that, you say that we might be better off with a liberal, and you don't seem to have much faith in the election anyways, but keep in mind, my own senator, he supported Goals 2000. He supported H.R. 666. He supported GATT. They looked after Clinton's, personal life, but they didn't do anything to stop all these other programs that we continue to expand. And
I hear you, Regina. Got to let you go. Got to go to more calls. Let me just boil this down. I didn't vote for president in the last election. And I said it was the last election I could vote here in Austin because and there was another local election I didn't even vote in after the electronic voting machines went in. I didn't vote, though, in the presidential block. So I couldn't vote for Al Gore and I couldn't vote for George Bush. I mean, they're both, it's like you're going to vote for Adolf Hitler or Hermann Göring. Going to vote for Satan or Beelzebub. So I didn't vote because there isn't a real choice there. In this new election, I'm not going to vote because they got touch screens with no record and they've caught the county clerk stealing elections before with the old system, so it's over here. We've got to now build up the awareness of this and demand a recall election with signatures done by paper ballot with witnesses throughout the process. We're going to have to remove touch screens. Once folks finally wake up to this, with signatures for recalls of the system, it's already to that point. Or we can have Congress repeal the Voter Assistance Act that's billions of dollars to federalize the elections. All I said is if Al Gore was in, conservatives, when he was listeners, but people, when they heard Al Gore going, "I'm going to re-sign the assault weapons bill, I'm going to give supercomputers to China, I'm for amnesty," they wouldn't let it happen. And good conservatives would win in Congress, would win seats. Instead, you're going to have a backlash on Bush, more Democrats elected in Congress. That's what I'm saying here, okay? People would be awake. The sheep run when they see a big old black wolf. But when the wolf gets in a sheep outfit, he can get a lot more done. Do you understand that? Let's go bam, bam, bam through these. Malcolm, where are you calling us from?
Good morning. I'm Richland Park, Illinois.
All right, good to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm a new listener. I've been listening for, well, all of 2 weeks, and I've already got four or five of my friends listening to you.
Thank you.
That's a good feeling to find out that you're not alone in the world, that you're not nuts, because when I've been researching these types of things in New World Order for about the last 15 years at least. And when I try to talk to people about it, they tell me I'm nuts, you read too many books, you got too many thoughts running around in your head.
Yeah, I've heard that. You read too many books.
Right.
Oh, we got a reader, boy. This is bad.
I've even been told I'm going to run myself nuts by having too many thoughts running around in my brain, you know. So, this guy, Kerry, is the strangest looking person I've ever seen. He reminds me of someone in one of these sci-fi horror flicks where they have a human alien hybrid. He's just a strange looking guy. And,
well, they're all inbred.
Yeah, and he's his looks match the strangeness of his thought. So this thing that you were talking about him being a cousin to Bush and all that, is that well documented?
Yes, sir. I already knew it, but I heard him say it on NPR.
Well, are you disseminating this information anywhere to let that be known?
I've seen it before. We can post it again.
Please.
But NPR, during his victory speech after it, said, well, you know, he is related to Bush, and kind of went through that.
Okay. But I wish you would really do a good job of publicizing this through a newsletter. I don't have my computer hooked up yet because I just recently moved where I am.
Well, Malcolm, looking at this election, is it not WWF wrestling?
Listen, my son is 32 years old. He still believes that that's for real, and we have these arguments about it. So now I just laugh at him. I don't even contend with him anymore on that. I said, anytime you get a man that weighs 350 pounds, jump up and down in the face of another man, and the guy gets up and shakes it off and throws him out of the ring, you're going to tell me you don't know that that's fake? You know, and when you
talk, your son's never been in knockdown dragouts.
Well, yeah, evidently not. I know he used to fight coming up as a kid. But,
well, I guess that's a good thing for him. But I mean, I'd imagine you've been in a few fights in your day.
Oh, I've been in quite a few of them. I used to box. I played football and stuff like.
Okay, so what happens if you punch somebody hard a couple times?
You knock them out. If you hit them right the first time, they don't get up. So if you hit them four or five times, they might wind up in the hospital with a concussion or something.
And your son believes the wrestling is real.
He still believes that at 32 years old. So I just laugh at my poor son.
But I mean, you see how I was using this as an example.
Right.
Of how a lot of people believe this.
They certainly do. But I was going to say before I get off that I believe that these people behind the scenes are spreading a lot of money around they're afraid of Dean. They can say bring it on, Dean, but that's the one candidate I believe that they're really afraid of.
And well, I don't think Dean's a good guy, he's a globalist, but obviously he's not the anointed. That's why you've seen pedal to the metal. I mean, NPR has been demonizing him, and then Rush Limbaugh's demonizing him, and then Drudge is demonizing. Exactly. When you've got the left and right both attacking somebody, and when the people wanted him, you know they're trying to kill the candidacy.
Yeah, they're trying to kill. Now, listen, this touchscreen voting thing, that scares me to death. Now, what can we do about that? How can we get the information out on that? What can we do to turn this around? Because the reason he's doing all this stuff with his smug, arrogant self is he feels like, well, we're going to get back in anyway, so we don't care if they get ticked off because of the immigration policy or anything else. He's very confident that he's going to get back in, so he's going to do the same thing that he did in Florida and do it nationwide this time. Now, how can we circumvent this touchscreen voting thing?
Demand the national media report on it. By the time it gets on the national news, there was a small problem at Diebold. No, their chief engineer said it's all a fraud. Their vice president running the California elections convicted of computer crimes. The other companies are admittedly run by the CIA. They've caught them in meetings. I mean, we just got to educate people.
Do you have a newsletter or something like that? Because like I said, I'm a newsletter.
You know, I did a newsletter for a while. It was just too expensive. I had to stop it. But if we have a huge section at prisonplanet.com. Go to the library.
Thanks. I'm going to tell all my friends to listen to you and be instructed, okay?
Yes,
you
sir.
You guys are good work.
God bless you. We appreciate the call, Malcolm. Good to have you on board. Okay, Jerry and Dave and Ryan and others, your call's up next. And We'll get back into all this news. Stay with me. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy.
Welcome back, my friends. More of your calls coming up.
Watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way.
U.S. looks into new national ID card system for Iraqis. This is out of Reuters. The U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq is looking into the creation of a new computerized national identity card system there. Defense and other sources said on Wednesday. A defense official who asked not to be identified told Reuters the Coalition Provisional Authority was in the early planning phase of the new ID card system, but it stressed no decisions have been made on the format and who would run it. Okay, that's a total lie. We've already heard about this months ago. To have a job anywhere in Iraq, you have to wear a Halliburton issue. They already run the hiring system. If you want to sell oranges or beer, that was a particular AP article, on a street corner, you got to have the RFID badge or bracelet. And the AP article and photo, we put it on the site, was trucks full of Iraqi men with bags on their heads going to the concentration camp at the airport, the Baghdad International Airport, busing them out there in these open-back trucks, and their crimes was they had not gotten their license to be vendors. So that's the new freedom, and China's coming out with their new national ID card. We've already had ours for many years in America. Federally standardized and funded driver's license. This is publicly admitted. The average person has no idea and says they'll never accept a national ID card. Well, in about 2 to 3 years, when they ask you to swipe it to buy anything, even if you're paying cash as part of the new national sales tax, that's the cover for it. Remember me. Remember what I told you. Oh, man, I want to stop this. How do we stop it? We inform these sheeple out there. Let's talk to Jerry in Pennsylvania, then Dave, Ryan, George, Charles, and many others. Go ahead.
Three or four things real quick. For the previous caller, for new listeners, tell them to stay at it, like 2 months or 3 months, because a lot of times people will listen to your show once or twice, and they get frightened, and they run off. You have to stick with it. After a while, the wheels will start turning in their heads, and then they'll start thinking, and this is what's needed. Okay, the movie that you're looking for, the 1914 Italian movie, C-A-B-I-R-I-A is the name of it.
C-A-B-I-R-I-A.
I'm looking at a mail order catalog that carries that on both VHS and DVD.
Say what? Send it to me, and write a letter and say, Alex says send me two videos and a book of my choice. Send it to me. And that way it'll because when I leave here, I'm doing two radio interviews, a TV show, got 50 people to call back. I'm literally going to be up till 2 in the morning. That's why I never get stuff done like this. Mail me this video. Have you seen it yourself?
No. I haven't.
We've just gotten calls about it. It's got the Moloch satanic ritual reenactment.
And
the folks that have seen it say that it's identical to the Bohemian Grove ritual I shot video of in 2000 that Lord Bush attends.
It was done. This is not a Hollywood movie. It was Italian.
Will you do me a favor and order that and send it to me?
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, let me get through the two or three other things I wanted to talk about. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, I received a letter from the Fully Informed Jury Association. There's a fellow here who was arrested in Ohio. He's from New Hampshire. He needs help. His name is Jeffrey Jordan. He was driving through Ohio, and he was arrested for speeding because he had guns in his car. The police dumped on him. If everybody will go to the FIJA website, that's FIJA.org, or the Keep and Bear Arms website, or Sierra Times website, or if you can get in contact with FIJA, they'll give you more information on it. What they're asking for are people in the Ashland County, Ohio area to pass out FIJA literature and to attend his hearings.
Well, people should do this in every community, and what the Fully Informed Jury Association does is they teach juries that they're the boss, not the judge.
Exactly.
And that's important. You know, I heard Derry Brownfield talking about in Illinois, a man defended his family from a burglar, and the sheriff is going to go after the family saying, you shouldn't defend yourself. You should call 911. I mean, let's see the sheriff give up his guns and go out and try to stop criminals.
Yeah. The third thing, I don't know if you're aware of, if anybody has mentioned this, but the head of FEMA is running for the board of directors of the National Rifle Association. He was nominated by the nominating committee. His name is Joe M. Alba.
You're joking. Joe M. Alba, he just left FEMA a few months ago. And you're telling me that this monster is running for the board of the NRA. Stay there, okay? Are you there? I want to hear what you heard about this. If this is true, red alert.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Okay, folks, we're back live. And I just talked to Jerry in Pennsylvania. I don't take the American Rifleman because I'm no longer a member of the National Disarm the American People Association. And Stephanie, is everything okay? Everything good? Okay, great. Folks running the show were telling me something and I couldn't tell. They're up in Minnesota. I'm down in Austin, Texas, so... I'm always on remote here, and it's kind of like I'm on the moon, and they're in Houston. To make a long story short, I don't take the American Rifleman anymore because you get one of their magazines when you sign up. I did get it for years when I was a member because I'm not a member of the American Disarm the American People traitor organization that's there to pacify the gun owners. Now, the former head of FEMA, who just left, about a year ago, Mr. Alba, is a wicked creature with total CIA control systems, every form of globalist activity you can imagine, very sinister, and involved in 9/11, of course. And Jerry calls into the show and says, I got my ballot here. If you're a life member, you get one of those ballots to vote for who's on the board. Of course, the nominating committee, they decide who you get to vote for. It's kind of like with George Bush and John Kerry. They select and you get to pick.
And they run out real gun folks off the board many years ago, back in 94. Neil Knox, the last real member, was kicked out. I don't mean honorary presidents, figureheads like Heston. And during the break, you were reading that to me, and you're going to fax me a copy, or somebody's going to deliver me one of these ballots. I'm going to put it on the website. This is a red alert. The former head of FEMA, one of the 9/11 minions, they've got him first on the ballot, and this is who the NRA wants to be on the board. This is very scary. Jerry, tell us more about it. Go ahead and read to me what you just read.
Okay, well, he's nominated by the nominating committee, and here it is. We'll read the resume the way it's printed here on a ballot. The Honorable Joe M. Albaugh, McLean, Virginia. Nominated by the NRA nominating committee, Albaugh was chief of staff to President Bush in Texas for 6 years when then-Governor Bush signed right to carry and lawsuit preemption bills into law. Joe has worked very closely with the NRA in protecting those vital bills and other Second Amendment rights. President Bush named Joe director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and he led the federal government's response to the 9/11 attacks on our country. For his outstanding service during that crisis, Joe was named Oklahoman of the Year in 2002. In March 2003, Joe established his own strategic business consulting firm with offices in Austin, Texas, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Washington, D.C. He also farms in North Central Oklahoma. Joe is an NRA life member, avid hunter, owner of many guns, and a fighter for our Second Amendment rights.
Okay, and so they've got him at the top of the list. I just want to point out, concealed carry turns a right into a privilege. They want to have a FEMA person over all those gun owner lists. And to control and steer that, Bush is going to re-sign the assault weapons ban. This is incredible.
Okay. It was either last year or year before last, one of the fellows who was running on the for board of directors, he was from here in Allegheny County, he was a psychologist. And according to his resume, he works closely with the police, and he is on a staff of Mayview. Well, Mayview is our local insane asylum. And one of the things that the police have been doing, and I saw one article several weeks ago, they're forming what they call psychological SWAT teams or psychological rapid response teams where they're being taught in psychology. They're given courses
in psychology. Yeah, the same thing happened in the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Right.
We're going to commit you because you don't like the government.
Right. Well, this guy was running for the board of directors. I don't know if he made it or not.
All right. Thanks for the call. Interesting info, Jerry. Dave, go ahead, Dave. Where are you calling us from?
Hey, Alex. Michigan here.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was looking in my encyclopedia of film, and the movie I came up with, the 1914 Tyrone Power movie, is called Aristocracy.
Yeah, this is another movie, sir, we're talking about.
Well, it's not the same movie?
No.
Because that shows, in my book, it shows that was the first movie he was ever in.
Well, we're not talking about this individual. It's some reason we talk about this Italian movie showing Moloch worship, and then it turns into this Tyrone Power character, totally separate. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was wondering about... Did you say they were worshiping an owl?
Well, it has two meanings, as a calf and as an owl, yes.
Because, like, the owl was the sacred bird of Athena, the triple goddess, you know, of Athens.
Yes.
Basically, she was the female equivalent of the modern, you know, male trinity.
You know, for folks that just joined us, I think we need to give them a little background here. Dave?
Yeah.
I snuck into Bohemian Grove in 2000 and shot video of where our world leaders admittedly go and engage in satanic rituals. It's in my film, Dark Seekers Inside Bohemian Grove. The footage I shot has aired now about 18 times. It was 15 times until a few weeks ago. It aired three more times. On Trio Network, it's aired on British television, Japanese television, German television. And the Grove members admit I indeed shot footage of their ritual. They say they're just having fun, just like the Skull and Bones video on ABC. 2 years ago, they're just having fun, it's no big deal. And then a caller calls in and talks about some Italian movie called Cambria, where they made in 1914, where they show a ritual like this, you know, with the elite of Rome engaging in this Moloch worship and human sacrifice burning a child before it. And then somehow people call in then talking about another movie from 1914. So what else is on your mind?
Well, you were mentioning they were having fun. Well, there was a book I read by Victor Hugo called The Man Who Laughs, and there was an English aristocracy club in the 1700s called Fun. And it was illegal legal back then for the aristocrats to kill a commoner or set their house on fire or take them out and beat them up on a street corner, and that's what they had for fun.
Yeah, and that goes into the Hellfire Club and some other stuff. Thanks for the call. Very interesting, Dave. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Ohio. Go ahead, Ryan.
How's it going there?
Good.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you on WGNU the other day. You were very good.
What's...
That's in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
That was very good. I think people are waking up. And the more radio stations you get on, the more they'll wake up. And but the one thing... I've sold... I've given away about 200 copies of your... The Road to Tyranny and Police State 3, because I see those are the best to wake people up, and it seems to scare the daylights out of them. And the one thing is that bothers me is about, I call these radio stations up in the where I live at, and these conservatives seem to think that the Chinese workers making 30 cents an hour is fine, and then by me making them think of it, that I'm out of my mind. By me saying I don't shop at Walmart and haven't shopped at Walmart.
Look, don't play their game. They're not conservative when they're for gun control, open borders, arming Red China. They're not conservative when they restrict the First Amendment and campaign finance reform. Stop playing their left-right game. They're elitist pimps who are stabbing the American people on the back. They're Judas goats. That's who those whore talk show hosts are.
What I do is
of the New World Order.
What I do is I call and I read them the different news articles that I have. And I've got them so confused. Yesterday, they've got two guys on the air when they found out I was coming out to try to beat me down, but it didn't work. I was really surprised that I'm doing as well as I am, because I think the thousands of listeners that are listening, maybe a couple of them, are waking up to it.
And you could say to the listeners, hey, folks, you can ignore these guys that are trying to be gatekeepers of info. Get past them. Go to InfoWars.com. Learn the truth.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. Keep it up, my friend. What else is on
and
your
you
mind?
You keep up the good work, too.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it there. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Calling you from the beautiful city of Austin. I just want to let you know that I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for 6 months. I believe there's conditioned people, there's idiots, there's treasonous, and there's truth-seekers. And it just takes time. I believe 9/11 backfired because that's when I woke up and from my conditioning, and it took time. I was on the, you know, I listened to Bortz and Drudge and World Net Daily and Limbaugh and all Art Bell, but that's all I could handle. And I listened to your show a couple of times. It was just more than I could take in at the time. But now that I'm capable of taking it in, you are the number one show, and people. It's going to take time for them to wake up. I bought your video. Your CD, 9/11, Road to Tyranny, and took it to my conditioned parents. And they're now thinking. So it does work. And,
well, that's a good point. A lot of times somebody hears it, doesn't believe it, but then they see it for themselves independently, and then you start thinking, and then you see it for yourself. You don't even need to, you know, hear Alex Jones rant and rave about what's happening. You've got your own brain. You can study history yourself and see it repeating right now.
Exactly. You know what? You might have a person. That's why I called to have a person on your show. I know you're busy as heck. This is because you mentioned it. You mentioned that the season is right now. People are waking up. It is true. There's a guy by the name of William Strauss. He wrote a book called The Fourth Turning. And basically, just as history repeats itself, documents it all. There's seasons in the history, and we're in the season of change. And I don't mean like fall, spring, or winter.
And the globalists know that. They're trying to control the change into more control because they know we're bringing the change on to defeat them. That's why they're so desperate, and they better be afraid because we're going to bring these criminals to justice.
Exactly. This is the time for change. And it does mention there's going to be what happens in this season will shape the next three seasons. And,
yeah, there are cycles.
Right, there's cycles. It's very important that we, and there is going to be someone that it becomes victorious, and it's going to be us, and we need to make sure that happens, and that's why your show is important. Keep planting the seeds. You never know when they're going to sprout up. I'm proof of that, and I listen to other listeners. They're doing the same thing, so just keep the good work up.
All right, thank you. One more call, then I'll go back in the news and into more calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Charles.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. I had two examples of propaganda I've seen. One was on television a couple weeks ago, a movie the night before Martin Luther King's celebrated birthday. It was a movie about the Million Man March, a bunch of guys on a bus going cross-country to Washington, D.C. During the movie, the bus driver gets up and gives kind of a pep talk to the other men and says, "We black men need to get it together for this new world order." And he says it very, very like out in the open. And then later in the movie, you were talking about Bohemian Grove with the trees and the 40-foot stone owl. Later in the movie, they're driving. They show the bus driving through trees near Washington, I guess. And on the side is a spotted owl, which I thought was interesting. So I don't know if it was anti-New World Order, just kind of giving it away or what. But another propaganda in the November 2003 National Geographic. They have a bunch of pictures of the X-ray Big Brother camera technology. There's about 10 glossy photos, one of them showing a bunch of Mexicans, I presume, in a box truck. You can see the bananas. You can see the Mexicans. You can see the ribs of the truck interior. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, they also have those systems in five airports that look right through your clothes. They've got the photos of, you know, naked women, naked men. But understand, that's low-power ground-penetrating radar is what that really is.
Right.
They've got systems on helicopters. For 5 years, they've been putting them in. The Pentagon has the local police helicopters that give them a black-and-white color TV image of everything you're doing in your house. And now the Navy SEALs and people have got systems basically it's like a sonogram, but 1,000 times better, and they can zoom in right into your beating heart, watching the ventricles. They can zoom right into your lungs, right into your, I mean, they can look through walls and then into your body with the settings. This is our freedom. Hundreds of times worse than 1984, and they've already got cameras in hundreds of school bathrooms and showers, publicly, how good it is that the schools videotape your naked children. That's America, and the average idiot has no idea, and I'm here to wake them up.
I'm trying to do my best, too. One other thing, Alex. A trucker called a local talk show here in Philadelphia and kind of put this, did what you do, and that's put a lot of this propaganda and show what it really is, like bring it down to earth. As far as this non-amnesty that Mr. Bush is pushing, the way he put it, the trucking companies might just say one day, if this goes through, that is, well, we're going to pay $5 an hour, so no Americans will be able to take that job. So, guess what? The Mexicans and others will come in and be able to take it.
That's the whole point.
Yep.
If you're here, you're legal. If you get here, you're legal. And they'll bring you in to take a job if, quote, somebody doesn't want it. Well, of course you're not going to want it when you go from $10 an hour to $5 an hour. And if you're in the system, pay the taxes. You can't live on it, but the illegals, 10, 15 to a house, they can. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And this is how it works, folks. And this is designed to get rid of the middle class. I have the official federal documents. We'll come back and get back into your loaded calls. And we got Captain Joyce Riley coming on in the next hour as well. Before I end this segment and come back and go to your calls, I have made 10 videos, 10 full-length feature films. They wake up about 90% of those that see them. America Destroyed by Design, America Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, my book, Descent to Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, order the videos today. Don't wait. They're amazing. They expose the criminality. We show in the films everything we're talking about here. And it's the globalists' own words, their own statements, you know, they're fat heads up there doing it. You need to have these videos. You need to expose the terrorists. They can't stand if you get the films and make 50 copies. It's easy. Buy a second VCR, make a copy every night. In 50 days, you would have given away 50 copies. And tell them, check it out for yourself. If you believe this and want to get involved, make copies. And 50 will turn into thousands. Thousands will turn into millions. I've done the math. We've had a massive effect. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The films are $25.95 a piece. They're $20 when you order three or more. My book's $12. We've got George Humphrey's books and books on CDs. We've got the Loss of Liberty video. We carry a bunch of other authors' videos and tapes. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Pro-gun, anti-tyranny t-shirts, which you would call liberal for the neocons. It's all at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The globalists are counting on you not taking action, deciding you can't affect change, deciding it's inevitable. You're going to be a slave. No, you're not going to be a slave. We've been slaves a long time. We're waking up to the high-tech slavery, and we're getting our freedom back. So again, folks, Second American Revolution, the Second American Restoration. Hey, look, it was 2% of the population against slavery in 1800. By 1868, almost everyone was against slavery. The world is round if we're going to prove it.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In communist China, they just say you're taking a national ID card. And you're going to have to scan it to buy or sell. To have a total record of everything. Halliburton running the big scams, coming out with a national ID card for the U.S. government in Iraq. Oh, that's the freedom we're bringing. They're doing it in England. We've got it here. They just don't tell you it's a national ID card. You're going to find out real quick, my friends. And it makes me so angry. You know, last night I went into HEB, who I boycott. Been in it maybe twice the last year. Because it's one of the only places you can pay bills if they're late. I'm so busy sometimes I forget to pay bills. And so I'm up there and doing that. And I think, what, three employees run over. Oh, we're all fans. You know, did you get the story we sent you about how they're putting thumb scanners in for us to log in? They're about to put them in at all the self-servers. They said, just like you said, we're probably all going to lose our jobs. 2 years ago, there were only two of these self-checkouts. Now look at it, and like 80% of them. It's a huge mega store I went to. There's got to be, I don't know, 25 of those self-checkouts. And there's like, there were all these big lines of people, even at 10 o'clock at night, going to the self-checkout. And one checker there with a huge line. I mean, that's America, folks. That's the control grid. And now they'll put in this, the national ID card for your driver's license, for the national sales tax, federal control. Even if you pay cash, you'll have to scan it. Is this what you want? You want all of the school children drug tested? You want cameras in every neighborhood? You want cameras in the school showers? Is this America? No, it's not. A mindless idiot with a 60 IQ can figure this out. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to, is it George in Oregon or is it Josh in Oregon? Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great show. I recall after 9/11 reading something about in Building 7 there was a bunch of Enron documents. I was wondering if you heard about that or have any articles.
Yeah, that's where they had the New York criminal investigations for fraud in that area. And, yes, that was destroyed. Everything was there. CIA, FBI, Port Authority, county, city, state, Secret Service Command Center. They ran the loudspeakers in Tower 1 and 2 telling folks, stay at your desk, even after the second tower had been hit.
That's crazy. Just keep up the good work and keep the videos going. I major in political science, and my professor lets me bring in the tapes, and I show them in class, and good response. Got people going to your websites. I send you news articles all the time and all that good stuff. So.
And I would bet that your professor was once kind of a liberal, but we've deprogrammed him?
He's half and half. You know, he's more of a liberal, but he lets other students have other opinions, and, you know, he believes in nine-tenths of the stuff. So we're getting to him.
Yeah, we're deprogramming him. Thank you. Yeah, George Humphrey, just a few years ago, former city council member, very successful businessman here in town, he would go to big Democrat meetings, try to wake them up, and none of them would wake up. Now half of them, when the others attack him about the New World Order, the other half go, no, he's right, guns are good, and open borders are bad, and it's true, the Democratic Party's controlled, New World Order, New World Order, New World Order. And see, in a couple of years, we'll have all of them. See how that works? Yes, we're defeating the New World Order. Let's talk to Ralph in Texas. Go ahead, Ralph.
It's good to talk to you, Ali.
Yes, sir.
On the deal that you were talking earlier about wrestling, back in the 50s, I was a kid, and my mother and my stepfather always used to go to the wrestling matches, and I'd watch it on TV. And my mother had an opportunity to run into this guy that was a valet for Gorgeous George. And he was telling her about all the different things that they would do and everything. He said, it's all set up and everything. And after that, well, she got where she wouldn't go. And we'd watch it just for entertainment, though. But
well, I mean, it's great entertainment. But that's the point I was making, is that people believe professional wrestling is real, just like they believe that the difference between George Bush and John Kerry is real.
Right.
And it's WWF wrestling. Anything else, Ralph?
Yeah.
Hey, what? Stay there. I'll let you finish out. We got Captain Joyce Riley coming up, too.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.